to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Our children aspire to drive these cars. But where have you heard when they say, what do you want to be? When last did you hear somebody say, I want to work in automotive? I've never heard
never,
it.
Never.
I've never heard it.
Can you assemble a chiller's car?
How would you like it to be assembled?
The Ufuna. Must have like roadkill.
Hey. Somebody's ex-wife won't be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, in celebration of Women's Month, we've got a special woman edition of the podcast and chill. Yeah. We've got two wonderful ladies that are doing amazing things, raising the SA flag high. I mean, some of these qualifications that they have saw, I've never heard in my life. I wish I could, you know, have one of them. Just one.
I don't know, Aaron, man. You're good. You know? Everyone does their part. Your part is podcasting. It's being Mac G, you know?
Yeah,
fine.
So we got Masha Notolo Mayaba. How are you, Masha?
Masha Mayaba.
Hello, Mac G.
So I don't want to read. My producer sent me this whole thing, right? It's quite long, but I want you to tell people who you are and your qualifications so people can understand how serious this is.
Okay, thanks, Mac G and Sol Penduka. Mm. Thank you very much for having us here.
And you can she's not a doctor because she's the only one drinking. The doctor's drinking water.
Water pen. She's got an apple in her in her pocket, an apple a day.
No,
doctor, man.
And she's got the clear glass.
Yeah.
Now, thank you so
much. An apple a day.
An apple a day, man, you know.
Keeps the doctor away.
Yes.
Yes, Masha.
Thank you, Becky. So, Masha Nokolo Veronica Mayaba. And I'm in the automotive industry in South Africa. Mm. I've been there since 1997. I don't think you were born yet.
No, I was.
Oh, were you? Oh, were you?
87.
Oh,
okay. 10. Yeah. 87. 10 and 87.
Yeah. So, the long and the short of it, really started off as a trainee, switchboard receptionist, to work my way up to be a CEO of one of the biggest motor retail companies in
first
South Africa.
First female. Black female.
And only from, switchboard.
Isn't that like taking calls, receptionist?
Good afternoon.
To CEO.
May I speak to Saul? Hold on, transfer. And then currently an executive for one of the original equipment manufacturers in South Africa.
Whoa! Is that you?
Thank you.
Hey, man.
From a switchboard, that's wild.
A reception, switchboard, answering calls.
Literally.
Calling
literally,
shots.
Driving.
No, like, literally. Like, no, it's
literally.
Not a joke, man. Like, for real, like.
Literally.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah. So, my mom died when I was 21 and I had to drop out of varsity. And that's how I landed up in the automotive industry. And my two younger sisters that I had to raise, they were 10 and 12 at the time. And the automotive industry gave me a break and I needed a job. I needed to feed
break.
Them.
That's what you did then. Break.
Break.
Clutch.
Yeah. And then, and that's how I landed up there. And really, I was desperate for a job. So I didn't choose the motor industry. The motor industry chose me. But once I was in, I realized, hey, we're in trouble here. Where are the women? Hey,
wow,
you look to the top, there's nothing. You look sideways, there's nothing. You look to the bottom, there's something. And that, for me, was I'm needed here. I'm going to stay.
And now you're one of the top 100 most influential women in Africa when it comes to automotive supply chain. That's wild, man.
Thanks.
Dr. Nandipa, let's get to your story.
Okay. So...
just put your mic there. Yeah.
Let me put it here. Yeah. So, I am Dr. Nandipa Magunibana. Mm. I was born in a small village called Ebizana in the Eastern Cape. Yeah. And I was raised in Port Edward, which is like a small town closer to Ebizana.
Ngiyatheta mfundi.
Ngiyatheta.
Ngiyatheta.
Hey man, sorry mfundini bro. Hi bo. Jani bro.
So,
hey.
So, ndikulele ePort Edward.
Chap.
And
La Mac. Hey. Ah, yeah. Problem La Mac. Hi.
So, I was 6 years old when I told my father that I want to be a doctor. Been Sazi when I was still very young. So I spent most of my school career working towards getting into medical school. Mm. So since primary school, high school, I started working at a pharmacy. Mendina, 16 years old. And at that time, I was preparing because I wanted to be exposed to drugs, like the medications and everything, because I knew.
Oh, turn on my drugs.
Hey, like, hey. Shorty was exposed to drugs at 16. Dr. Prem.
The medication. So I started there, and then there was also a hospital next to my school, because I went to Port Shepstone High School. And so I would take time and do community service there to get into medical school. And I went to medical school here at Wits University.
Yeah. Whoa.
And I completed my degree in Bachelor of Health Sciences and Biomedical Sciences.
Jeez, and what majored. Is that? Whoa. What is that? What?
So Bachelor of Health Sciences and Biomedical Sciences. So it's Biomedical Sciences. So it's a degree where I majored in pharmacology and medical sciences.
So now you can make the drugs?
Yes, I can. I understand the making of the drugs.
Oh.
Yes. And then I furthered my studies and I did an MBBCH from VET. Yeah, an MBBCH from VET. And then after that, I then worked as a junior.
So what is that one? Which one is that one?
Okay, so that's the one that gives you the title doctor.
Okay.
Yes.
So the biomedical one does not give you...
No, it doesn't give you the title.
So it's like a diploma.
It's no...
No, it's a degree.
It's a whole degree.
You just not called a doctor.
But now you have like... So I graduated with 3 degrees instead of...
Jeez.
Because the MBBCH is 2 degrees.
Jeez.
So when I finished my studies... I graduated with 3 degrees.
Sorry.
I'd be
so
burnt out.
I was. By the time you get to the end, you're just like, oh, okay.
After doing all that studying, I'd have 3rd-degree burns. I was strong.
We part a different part.
Yeah, I finished and then I worked as a junior doctor, did my internship, community service, and then I worked...
Wait. So how many years is that, all those degrees?
So all these degrees.
Yeah.
So those 3 degrees took me 7 years.
Jeez.
And then I've got an extra 3 years to do because you have to work for the government and obviously train as a junior doctor, an intern.
Yes.
And then you do your community service.
Yes.
And then you qualify as an independent practitioner.
So you studied 11 years before you started like making money.
So I studied, I would say, because when we... during our internship, we're not really studying. We're doing like the practical.
You're practicing.
Oh, just okay, cool.
For so free.
Exactly.
Essentially. Not for free,
not
but
for, free.
For minimal.
Yeah. So I studied for 7 years before I could actually get a salary. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
And your first salary was?
Do you want their amount?
Yeah.
To see, after 7 years of work.
Years? Just as an... entry point.
If I remember correctly, I would say that at that time it was about 30,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hey,
that's
not bad. Hey,
I think that's so. Not
bad. Radio hey. Inc. Hey, radio
I stand to be correct.
I'm insult. You're doctor interns. Get 30K.
No, but there's a story behind that. there's a story behind that. You must know that previously, doctor interns, they were getting minimum salaries. And it's because of a strike that we had as South African doctors that actually they changed everything. And that strike was the most, I think, the most important and like life-changing strike in the country, because this was a time when doctors didn't go to work. And they were fighting to get that increase. And for us, I mean, we really appreciate that they really went as far as, you know, doing some. I mean, that's terrible. Imagine in a country where, I mean, we have accidents, we have diseases, and doctors are not there, but they're fighting for a better salary for us. So us younger doctors that came into the profession, I mean, we were so fortunate and so privileged that they did that. And that's how we got to this amount.
To the 30
years.
As an intern.
But before it was terrible.
Cool. Yeah. And then you were finishing,
And then I finished, and then I worked for a year in ONG, in Obs and Gyne. And then it was then when I realized that actually I want to go into private practice.
Okay.
And I want to open my own practice and do what I'm passionate about, which is aesthetic medicine, which is something that's fairly new. It's only been around for about 25 years, so it's a
What's
discipline.
That?
So basically what aesthetic medicine is, it's an in-between dermatology and surgery. So, so it's an in-between.
Dermatology is the skin, right?
Yes.
Then you can have things done on you.
Done on you.
That's where the surgery comes in.
Yes.
Okay, so you can do both.
So we make people beautiful.
Oh,
that's what we do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Hey.
Yeah.
So you do surgery, but you can also, if I don't want anything done to my body, you can help my skin become better and whatnot.
So to explain, the aesthetic medicine is non-surgical.
Okay.
So basically, okay, more people are wanting to do non-surgical procedures.
Yes.
Right? Because the reason is also people are trying to stay away from going under, for example, using anesthetics and going to sleep and being taken into theater. And that's why there's just been this rise of non-surgical treatments. For example, if someone wants to do a nose job, you can do it in my office.
For real?
Yeah. You don't have to go to sleep. Because there's products and technology has advanced to that extent. So that's what I did and what I'm doing currently. And then I opened a property and investment company, which is something that I'm currently and I'm very passionate about that I'm currently running. So I'm co-currently running two companies at the same time. So if you're talking about burnout, I probably felt burned out when I finished school. But now in my career, I'm trying to juggle two companies at the same time.
How old are you? I know you can't ask a lady this, but just for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah. To inspire.
I'm 33.
Whoa.
You younger than me. How are you 33,
man?
Jeez, that's
incredible. You do your own surgery on yourself, ne?
What that look?
Man, it makes
Wait,
sense.
Really?
Yeah, you can do it on yourself.
Damn.
What did you do?
I haven't done anything besides just skin. So I've only just sorted out my skin. So normally I divide it between skin and structure. But you must also understand, being in this industry and us being Africans, it's a little bit different, if you know what I mean. Because as Africans, we can't say this nose is the ideal nose. Do you know what I mean? We've got so many different noses.
Nobody knows the perfect one.
So it's different for us. And also, as Africans, we
Pinocchio.
Have big lips.
Dr. Mpumlwana.
I know.
No, cause a certain Mpumlwana. Hey, for real.
Yeah.
All
right, cool. We'll expand on that. I want to ask Marcia. I've heard all the titles and how influential you are, but what do you actually do?
Sure. Okay. I think education 101.
Yeah.
Allowed?
For sure.
All right. So
toast to that. Let's toast to that.
Yeah, toast to that.
Education 101.
Nandipa has done great justice to her profession, right? Hey man, Shelly lang ya feel a man. Hey man, mash. Him na tu unige isamarinje fast. No man, let's take it back.
Yeah.
So the automotive industry obviously has the retail side of the business.
Okay.
And then it's got the manufacturing assembly side of the business. Mm. So currently I'm working for the manufacturing assembly side of the business.
So you make cars?
Assemble, import cars, but the OEM that I work for, we manufacture everything here.
What cars are you manufacturing? Wow. Which brands?
Can I say?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can.
Mara, podcast is on Koshis.
Serious,
if I say something wrong and I say their name, can I?
It's up to you. It's up to you, actually, because we don't know that industry. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. That's the shit like you'll deal with, then you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to know, because I've heard that we make BMW, Mercedes.
I know VW is made somewhere here. Merck as well, yeah. C-Class. Yeah. Yeah.
Mercedes C-Class is made here. Yeah. Ford Ranger is made here.
Damn.
VW Polo, Vivo and VW Polo is made here.
Damn.
Isuzu D-Max and trucks. Trucks we import, but Isuzu D-Max, the Bucky is made here. Whoa. Just as examples.
So you part of that?
I'm part of that.
So when you say it's made here, what do you mean?
I mean the Eastern Cape is the hub, the motoring hub of South Africa.
Yes.
So all the plants are there. So some we assemble. You know, people think we actually make, but we bring, we assemble, we distribute, the retail network sells. So when I started, that switchboard receptionist training position was on trucks.
Okay.
Renting of trucks, leasing of trucks.
That's Barlow now. Yeah.
Barlow World. Oh, yeah. Wow. You did your homework.
I know Barlow World.
Yeah. So that's where I cut my teeth, 10 years. Then I went into fleet management and leasing. That's called, you don't own the asset, but you lease it over a period of time. To corporates.
Yeah.
And then you hand it back. And then you resupply. And then I went into retail. That's where you sell. So I started selling passenger vehicles and some buggies and trucks. And now I am on the manufacturing side of the business.
Why are these companies doing, why is VW doing it here? Why don't they just do it in Germany?
Well, it's a German company. Mm-hmm. However, the investment, the motor industry in South Africa is one of the top five contributors to the gross domestic product GDP in South Africa.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So the major investment that these OEMs have made in the country talks to the economy of this country. So if we go back to 2019 pre-COVID, the GDP contribution of the automotive industry is about 6.47%. Post COVID, we're now at about 3.5-4%, which is still in the highest sort of echelons of...
No, what I'm asking is, what's VW gaining? Yes, we gain, obviously. There's more jobs and whatever. But what
is...
They're
saving costs by having their production assembly lines. Yeah.
Guys, they're making money. Okay? So they're making money at the same time whilst creating employment and boosting the economy of this country.
Beautiful.
And making the vehicles affordable because it's made here as opposed to importing.
Oh.
You get it?
Okay.
Right.
The cars that we make here, is it all for South African consumption or we also export?
We export as well.
Wow.
We export as well and there it's currency. Because of the dollar exchange.
Yes.
Exchange rate.
Selling car that you guys make?
On my side, we are a truck manufacturer.
Okay.
So we are a truck manufacturer that happens to sell buggies and SUVs. Mm. But passenger vehicles, biggest player in the market, VW. Mm. But total, in terms of number one in the country, Toyota.
What's that? Get out of my fucking car, that one?
Ivy class.
Into your mind, you last born. Into your mind, you last born. So you asked me what do I do?
Yeah.
And I've held various positions, really from the bottom to manager, to general manager, to director, to CEO, to now executive again. But what do I do currently? I'm responsible for the retail network channel, which is all the dealerships that are under our brand, the strategic direction of those dealerships, and how we are perceived by the market in terms of our brand. But I think most importantly, what is really, really my key focus now, and that is why I'm really blessed and honored to have accepted this opportunity,
yes,
is to create an awareness around automotive.
Okay.
Wow. There is so much potential. Our children aspire to drive these cars. Mm. But where have you heard when they say, what do you want to be? When last did you hear somebody say, I want to work in automotive? Mm. I've never heard
never,
it.
Never.
I've never heard it.
Can you assemble a chiller's car?
How would you like it to be assembled?
The Ufuna. Must have like roadkill.
Somebody's ex-wife won't be there. Sorry, John.
But on a serious note, you could assemble.
Yeah, if you told us what you wanted and we went into partnership.
For real?
Of course.
No way.
Listen, Porsche. Listen, Porsche South Africa went into partnership. I forgot this artist. They literally created a vehicle.
Nelson
for
Makamu.
Him. Yeah.
Hey. Nelson Makamu.
They literally, everything was tailor-made.
Fuck,
for
let's
him.
Make a car, bro.
So, and that's the partnership.
Let's make a car, bro.
Let's make a car, bro.
Let's make a car, bro.
From the wheels to the engine to the aesthetics to.
You guys can do that for us.
If you wanted to.
Yo,
if whoa. You wanted to, let's talk, guys.
Let's
make a car, bro.
The chiller's car.
Yeah, can you see renting the brakes on
renting. No, man.
It can be done because
Tuso, you're out of business, my dog.
Tuso's our driver.
He's
our driver. But he drives a Hyundai car.
Yeah,
we want to make our own car.
Yeah, tailor make it. Hey, yeah, no.
And we know what we want.
Ah, simple.
We know what's comfortable.
Ah.
We're on the road every weekend.
Yeah.
Fuck, amazing.
Dude.
Yeah. Dr. Nandipa, I got some questions from chillers.
Yeah, moving from car parts to body parts. It's a party.
Man, sorry, too much, man. Nah, bro. Bro, you gotta understand, we've been recording for 2 hours. He's still dropping puns.
An observation, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of questions from our chillers. Okay. I don't think we'll get through them like today, but we'll try to get through as many as we can. Can stretch marks actually disappear? Does sunburn age you faster? That's one of the questions.
Okay. So I'll start with the stretch marks.
Yes.
And I'm sorry if people are going to be disappointed, but stretch marks can't really disappear.
Mm. I'm happy.
Yeah. They can only fade. And no matter how much people will like market and they will say, oh, use this lotion, use this cream, it's going to make them go away. They don't really go away. They fade out.
Yeah.
And I think if people understand what a stretch mark is, then they'll understand why they don't completely disappear. And a stretch mark is a scar.
Oh!
Yeah.
Shit.
That's what it is.
What's the cause?
It's caused by the stretching of the skin. So it stretches. Ah. So whether like, let's say you are a bodybuilder and you're picking up muscle, or if you're losing weight, your skin is shrinking.
Giving birth.
I want it back. You know?
No, for real. Like when if you had a big stomach and you lose it.
You get stretch marks.
You have stretch marks, yeah. Because the skin now comes back.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, and I think the idea is to get people to understand that they are normal and to accept them. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I feel like society has driven this ideology that you need to be perfect, no stretch marks, no. That
if she doesn't
not
have
exist.
Stretch marks, she's too young, bro.
Exactly.
Too young, bro.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
So
sit.
Let go.
Don't do it. Nigga. Oh, don't bust. I said don't bust.
So, and then when we get to sunburn is it's not good for us.
Yeah.
The sun is not good for us, and because of the UV rays that they penetrate our windows as well. Mm. So it's so important that we use sunscreen so that we can actually decrease the aging process.
So do you guys, you said you do surgery. Why is everybody going to Turkey for surgery? A lot of these slay queens are going to Turkey because apparently it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I think, travel medicine is very big. a lot of, okay, I don't know if you guys know, a lot of people come to South Africa for surgery.
Okay.
A lot of people from the States, they come to South Africa because our doctors are brilliant.
Are you
and
for real?
I'm very real. And they're so good. They come, and the medical tourism, it's so big. Wow. I think it's a preference.
Okay.
And I think it's something where, you know, one person says, oh, I did this.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And I did it in Turkey. And also the affordability of it as well. And I think it's affordable there. And the doctors there are also good. But South African doctors are also very brilliant.
Shout out some doctors that are brilliant that you know. In SA?
In SA, there's, oh my goodness, I know them and I work with them. What if I forget some people?
Oh, okay,
and you know what I mean?
So
what they're my colleagues.
So do you guys do liposuction, all that stuff?
So it depends on the practice. My practice currently, I'm not doing liposuction. I do want to introduce it though.
Okay.
But there are doctors that I know, my colleagues, that are doing liposuction. But also, it also depends what type of liposuction are they doing. Are they doing the liposuction where they're taking you to theater, or are they doing the liposuction where you do it in the rooms, which is also available? So there's different types.
What kind of jobs, like what's the one job you do the most, like is it like nose job or
It depends. As I said, it's the presentation of like your clients. I see a lot of African people and African women, and I would say that mostly they come for their skins. Do you know what I mean? That's what we focus on. But I must also say, I don't do skin lightening.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Yes, because I thought we would get... I don't do that. And the reason is because...
Skin lightening. The one...
The bleaching.
Lightning. The lightning, you know. No. That they make. That smashes the skin. No, but skin lightening is skin lightening. Just looking brighter, like what Kanyon Bao did.
But like, just do that here, right?
Kanyon Bao just being lighter.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But the reason is because I really advocate for people and for women to accept their skin as it is.
Yeah.
And also to understand, because I think there's this misconception that the lighter the skin, the more beautiful you are, which is completely wrong.
Very wrong. Like,
it's so
like
wrong.
The bigger the
inaccurate.
Dick, the bigger you are.
Do you know what I mean?
It's wrong.
Like, it's wrong.
Well, that's okay. It's wrong.
And we
it's about how you use it.
We need to break that. You guys are terrible. You're terrible.
You're killing a mojo. Yeah, please,
man.
No,
please, man. Please. She's zen, bro. She's zen.
Please,
so I'm really trying to get people to understand what is skin health. Do you know what I mean? And understanding that it's not about the color. You know, we all have different tones.
Yeah.
We should accept our tones, but we should accept good skin health. And that's what's important. And I think if we really educate young people and we educate young girls so that they really understand that they don't need to go that route for them to be considered beautiful.
Cool. I want to give the mic to Ghost Lady because I'm sure she's got a question that she wants to ask. Who do you want to ask? Marcia?
Marcia first.
Marcia, all right, cool.
I wanted to ask you, in terms of for someone who's in the industry, well, wishes to be in the industry, just the in the automotive industry, what should they study?
Thank you.
So what would you advise them to study and to get where you are? And how long also, I've got a number of questions for you. How long did you do your time? When you say you started as the receptionist, you know, on switchboard.
10 years.
So it was, 10 years. She's already said, okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah, the first part.
And then another one, you said the C-Class is made here.
Yeah.
The latest C-Class is over R1 million. I think it's ranging in those figures. Why?
Whoa.
A C-Class.
Good question, actually.
Does Mnaga want to buy it for you? Is that how you know? Hey, she's a bully, this one.
Otherwise...
Thank you, Ghost Lady, and that's actually a very good question. You know, historically, if you want to work in automotive, or if I, for example, introduce myself when I'm networking and I say I'm working in the automotive industry, the first thing the person I'm engaging with says, oh, you sell cars. So we associate automotive with sales only. You can study the majority of fields, including medicine. Where I work, we have an organizational medical doctor. We have a psychologist for wellness. We have finance people that have gone. We have CAs, engineering, science. So automotive is actually an industry that caters for the majority. However, the question that I'm engaging with the universities at the moment, we've got a partnership with UJ where we're trying to create a pipeline and awareness for people to join the automotive industry. So my question to them was, why don't we have a Bachelor of Arts majoring in automotive? None of the institutions have it. Bachelor of Arts majoring in law. Bachelor of Arts Bachelor of Arts bridging into your field. Somewhere along the line, we cater for these, what we call traditional mainstream professions.
Yes.
And you know, mina ngifundanga, right? But I saw something that was quite powerful in the sense that we look at what is outside, but not what is underneath the root. So, I am saying that if somebody like me, ozalwe eOrlando East Soweto, who's got roots from Bizana, by the way, can work into Mkhosa namgalo. Good match. Thank you for bringing Unandip. But if someone like me literally can start at the bottom and have the career that they've had, and where I'm at, it's no longer about Masha and Okolo, Veronica, Maya.
It's about us.
It's about purpose. It's about what am I doing to influence? And for me, it's about awareness. Our children don't know that there is a career in automotive.
Bro, it's simple. Just tell them how much they'll be making and they're there. That's all they care
about.
And
there's money. That's another thing. Indeed. What you put in automotive is one of those things that you put in and you can see it's tangible and its results and you win. Because it's all about targets. What is success in automotive? All these OEMs that you are mentioning, for example, Mercedes-Benz, Ghost Lady, and I don't know why you are not sitting here. So, Lua, it's Women's Month. Why is Ghost Lady not sitting here? It's Women's Month. It's about capturing the customer. It's about volume. It's about market share. But guess who's buying the vehicles now, everybody? It's you. The young people in this country.
Let's talk money, man.
Yes. It's the young people
in this
country.
Let's talk money.
Yeah.
From desk, boom, 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 boom.
Me?
From switchboard.
Let's talk. That's the only way they'll hear
okay,
you.
Okay, no problem.
That's the only way they hear. Am I lying, sir?
Yeah, young people are motivated by money.
Okay, sure. All right. So, Mangiti, 1997, my starting salary, which went a long way, was 2,500.
Ooh, not bad.
So, let's just quickly escalate it. We have got salespeople that earn in the region of five figures.
Right now?
So, right now, yes. Yes. So, four figures, five figures, six figures. Does that give you an idea?
It does, but give me an amount that right now, because I don't have the 10 years that you had.
Yeah.
But right now, if I was smart, what's the most I could make? Whether I get into sales or any other department, like what we're looking at, because the people of today, it's about now. It's not. They're not thinking
instant
about 10
gratification.
Years.
Yeah.
So our industry is highly incentivized and commission-based.
Okay.
So you start off with a basic salary with a scope of whatever the number is. But if we're looking at an average across the board,
easy,
if you are focused on writing your own salary, 50K minimum. Oh, absolutely.
Nice. What title is that?
Without a doubt.
What title is
that? Across the board.
Yeah.
Across the board, because we've got... new car sales, pre-owned sales, parts, service, even now technicians.
Yes.
Now people still talk about mechanics. I mean, sat in a meeting the other day with a customer and says, I bring my car to a garage. I'm like, dude, this is a dealership with 5 revenue streams. It's not a garage. And it's not mechanics, it's technicians.
Yes.
Technology has evolved so much these days.
Why is it not mechanics?
Mechanic. Mechanic, bochinchi oil, back in the day, ungena ngaphansi.
Shy service.
Upumu mnyama tu.
Yeah, shy service.
Hi, man, Jesse P's, ngama diagnostics. What the gentleman is doing there, pressing. Yes. It is a highly skilled environment. And then I want to answer Ghost Lady's question about Mercedes-Benz.
C-class, yes. Yeah. Why Dura? So
I don't work for the OEM, and I'm not going to.
What's OEM?
Yes, what's OEM?
Original Equipment Manufacturer.
Okay.
Which is the examples that I posed earlier. Mm-hmm. Toyota South Africa, VW South Africa, Isuzu South Africa, etc. I can't answer the question, Ghost Lady. Ne? It's a premium brand. And when you look at all the premium brands, they're all competing along that.
It's a C-Class, 1 million now?
The new one.
No way.
Standard. That's crazy. It used to be like 400,000, 500,000.
Jeez.
Then with all the bells and whistles, it would be like 700,000. Jeez. How the fuck is that with all the bells and whistles or the standard C-180? C-180 in the standard. 200 standard.
Ha. Huh. Only Saul can afford that here.
Hey, listen to that. You know Sars is watching. He's trying to divert. And they're watching for him. He's trying to divert. Is he wearing shoes now? Oh, now he's wearing shoes. Trying to divert Sars to me. Good question on that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've heard that genuinely, like, cars are not that expensive. But I don't know why between where they get manufactured or assembled to the dealership, they cost a lot. Like an average Toyota 400,000, what is the cost of that realistically? A realistic cost.
It's a beautiful question.
So let me position it this way, to say, when we sell the vehicle,
yes,
the margins range from obviously entry level vehicles to the top end of the vehicles. So it'll range between entry level, high volume, anything between a retailer getting a 4% or 7% margin.
Ah.
And then
we have
a Saul who says discount, 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 and then I end up making only 2% margin from the cost base.
Wait, so what you're saying is a car that is maybe sold for 200,000 to make did cost like 170 something, because you're talking about 7%, 10%. I thought it maybe cost like 50 grand to make the thing, and then.
No, Saul.
It's hyperinflated.
No, no, no.
The selling price.
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
However, it's a business.
Mm, mm, mm.
Any business has to make money.
Of course.
But yeah,
not. Yeah. No, no, no. It's not that it is so inflated to a stage that we
500%.
Are absolutely not. Like literally. Literally.
So these things are expensive to make.
The model, you don't make money selling a new car. You make money selling a pre-owned vehicle, selling parts, selling the service.
Oh, yeah.
You don't make money. The margin on the new vehicle is so small.
Oh, yes. But you got to service, get new parts.
So selling a car is an event. The after sales is the life.
Because I remember when I had my father was rich, I was still paying for the parts. Like now, and they're getting from Germany, but the car's old.
Yes.
But I'm still using the parts with this price.
That's the model. The margins are very small, but it's still profitable, but not the perception that you think it is right now.
Dr. Nandipo, we've got another question here. What age would you suggest one to start taking, I don't know what this is, man, collagen?
Oh, collagen.
Which one is that?
Okay, so collagen is a protein that's found in our skin. In our bones, and there's different types of collagen.
I killed it.
Oh,
that was too nice. Sorry.
Okay.
So right now, it's like the popular kid on the block in terms of skin and looking good, and there's a variety of them. So you get them in pills, powder, or drinks, and it's good because as we age, our collagen decreases. So, for example, when we get into our 20s, we're making less collagen. Therefore, we need to supplement so that we don't age so quickly.
Yeah, the question goes on to say, which one is better between pill or powder? And what does she think of these already made collagen drinks?
So it's all about each person's lifestyle. You know, some people, they don't want to take pills. They don't want to swallow a pill. And some people will prefer to use powder because they want to put it in their smoothies, in their water, in their drinks.
Like Mpesu.
Mpesu. What's Mpesu?
It's a collagen. Of the highest quality.
That's a colon erection. It's not collagen. Collagen is when you're ordering grandeur. You know? That's colon an erection. It's a thing for a powder from a plant. A moringa plant or something.
Yeah. African plant.
African plant.
Like, that what's that?
Oh,
thing?
Okay.
A stiff one.
Oh. What's that one? The use, man. Well, you
have I fuck what I want. Well, which one?
Yeah, well, Hugh Hefner. What do they use?
Viagra.
Viagra.
Oh, yeah, Viagra.
It's like an African
infamous Viagra.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, African Viagra.
Yes. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Natural.
So collagen is for the skin and our hair, our nails. And yeah, so it's really great to take.
Wow.
And I think if, like, for example, some people will be like, oh, but I've got wrinkles already. Can I take it? It's not going to reverse. The fact that the wrinkles are there. Yeah. But it's just going to prevent. So it's just a preventative protein.
I know you're a doctor and you probably want people to come to you as much as possible. But like what foods should one eat for good skin?
Yes.
To avoid seeing you?
Okay.
An apple.
No, I think a lot of people are eating fast foods, which is not great.
Mm.
It's not great for their skin. Mm. And we just need to go back to basics. And the basics are obviously consuming a lot of water. This is great for your skin.
Oh, he does that a lot.
I drink water.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's good. That, how many liters?
Yo, too many liters.
Really?
Yeah, like maybe 2-3 liters.
No, that's good. That's good. I mean, if you're taking 2-3 liters, that's really, really good. And also eating vegetables, avoiding sugary foods, avoiding processed food, eating fiber, just eating healthy.
What do you think about the Ivy Drip? Because every time I go there, they tell me that a lot of ladies that come there is because they want better skin.
Yeah.
And I'm there because I'm an alcoholic.
He wants to sober up.
Why are you laughing? What's your take on IV drips?
So we offer IV drips, and there's a variety of them. Like you said, you get a drip that is for somebody who has consumed alcohol because we know alcohol causes dehydration.
Yes,
and so. When we're giving you fluids, which is the IV drips, that's replenishing that hydration, just giving you back that hydration. But you also get the IV drips where it's for your skin, because depending on the antioxidants that are in there, the vitamins, as well as there's one antioxidant that's very popular right now, which is called glutathione, which a lot of people are going for their skin.
Mm.
Wow.
My take, and I mean, there's also controversy, and I must tell you that.
Okay.
There's also controversy with regards to IV drips within our industry as well, in the medical industry. Because some people, there's different thoughts and perspectives. Some people think that it's overly commercialized now, which is something that was done in a obviously medical setting. People have now made it like a lifestyle.
Yes.
And, you know, and there's a lot of, how could I put it, complications and things that could happen if it's not done correctly.
Properly.
Mm. So there's all of that. But I think if you're somebody who really needs an IV drip and maybe you're feeling fatigued, maybe you're feeling tired or, like you said, dehydration. Definitely. Why not? Do it. Mm. It's good for you.
The mic.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
You're pointing at it.
Sorry.
Is it true that semen is good for the skin? No, haven't you heard that misconception?
Yeah, no, I've heard
that. I had a girl who wants it like, you know, on the... Yeah.
I would have to look at the research behind it and just see some trials that were done to see whether it... But you know what? Semen
so you've never heard of that?
I've heard of it. It contains protein. Protein.
Yeah, I've heard of that, my
nigga. You know what I mean?
Protein. Shout out to all the semen's out there,
pasta.
Man.
Pasta is protein. He's protein.
Imagine.
The semen is full of pasta. Oh, pasta nuts. Oh, shit.
Pasta nuts.
He's proteins. Is he not bro? He loves Champions of Teen Movement.
No, forgive my co-host, man.
Forgive me.
He's in his bag. He's in his bag.
But it was a valid question. Oh, in his bag. In his scrotum. He's in his nuts. Fucking crazy. But it was a valid question. Damn, that went down. That went to the ghetto no, fast.
How did you do the preteen ones? I gotta hear that one. How did you do the preteen ones? Protein, pasta, preteen. How did you do that
one? No, she said semen as proteins.
Yeah?
Pasta is proteins.
Like,
yeah, like, you are pro... They're pro women. You know, he's pro teens. Yeah, he meets them somewhere, you know. The protein is in the meetings. Yeah, okay, guys. This, we would profession, man. These people have three degrees. Come on.
All right.
So there's no scientific evidence that semen is good for the skin.
I would have to go look into it.
Oh, okay.
I've never gone that route.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Marsha, how do we own the motive industry?
Yes.
As black people? What's our way? What do we got to do? Because it sounds like it's white owned.
So let me validate that question, which is very, very important and something that's very close to my heart. Oh.
I thought I was gonna support. My dad. I support when I expected to. Motherfucking chair. Fucking chair. Sorry, man. So, I wish you had been to see this.
Please don't edit it.
Nah, they won't. They won't. I know that they won't.
Yo.
How do we own?
No.
Hey, time on it.
No, so.
Hey, that boy, I support.
Yes, I support you, Julius.
No, but. Yes.
See, time on it.
People. Yes.
Okay, but how
and
do
it
we,
was
yeah.
a serious moment.
No, it was a beautiful one. How do we. Because we
no,
love
I've
cars.
Lost my
Let's
train
love
of thought.
Cars. Ah,
no,
don't.
Ay, man.
They're gonna have me in the comments. So be like, yeah, these pans are a problem. They're taking us from serious. They always come for me.
Mechi,
serious note.
Before I answer, tell and you forget disclaimer, please, Mechi. May I, please? So, when I was dating guys a long time ago, ne? My wife is here
oh,
today.
You don't date guys anymore. Oh,
no,
know,
not
what?
Anymore.
Wow.
Not anymore. But the reason why I'm saying that, ne? If I was still dating guys, you would be my type.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
Some support.
You would be my type, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I like them big.
Yeah, yeah.
And manje udlisa abantu udlisa game for
yes,
for abantu abalingana now.
Hey man, I should.
No, it was.
I put big niggas on. Big niggas are on now because of me.
I used to walk into parties, ne? And a Sol is sitting there, we won, and there's all these hot guys, and I was hot back in the day, ne? Engizolanda isidudla lapha nokodela lapha. And then muhla kesho. Ah, your confidence yakho ngaleso sikhathi. And all these hot guys are looking good. Eh, manje loya umthole kanjani? I was that girl.
Yeah.
So la moment leya, ungayenzi. Please.
No, man, it's natural. I see, can I leave her here? I really like, because normally I like to relax. So now I'm going to relax. let down. Like, what the fuck? No, no, I'm sinking, you know. Fuck.
Let me answer. Yeah, Nancy. Yeah.
How
let
do we get blacks into owning, into to eat from the supply chain,
man,
of course?
Special, man. Fuck.
Thank you, man. Thank you, dog. I can tell. Thank you.
I dislike my dad. I support.
Ah, support down. Do my mama bas khuzi. Hey, bas khuzi, my lady.
Make you
happy. Support it.
Make you happy. So get a full. Sorry.
Hey, let me be professional. Okay, let me get my professional bag. Yeah, yeah. So you're saying, how do we change the country? Eh? What?
How do we get blacks? And I've got a follow up, a good follow up question this motor in.
Sorry, let me have
industry.
So,
how do we transform it?
The discussion of ownership is top of the agenda, both from a gender perspective and from a transformation as a whole of the automotive industry. The reality of the matter is that the entire value chain is definitely still not in the hands of the majority. However, we have got, about 2 years ago, a fund was started called the Automotive Industry Transformation Fund. And the focus on that fund is actually driven from the president's office. Ah. And an element of that, a huge element of that, is the Women Economic Assembly, of which I am part of the representatives for the automotive work stream, which talks about female empowerment and ownership. So I've been around for 24 years. What I wanted to share with you is that when they appointed me as a dealer principal, the first one in the country back in 2011, I sat in a room full of people and I said, let's talk ownership. And they all laughed and said, "Ay, wena, we are still busy trying to transform at management and senior management level. You want to talk ownership?" So it is long overdue, but what I can tell you is in October we launched Wakona last year. We have our second one coming now in October again.
What's Wakona?
Ngishilo nje, Women Economic Assembly.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry. No, I don't think you used the term.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you?
Oh, no, I'm using it.
Yeah, didn't use work. You used the full thing, the abbreviated one. Yeah. Hence, I was lost.
So, me too, yeah.
So hey, if we have, if indeed we have thousands of dealerships in South Africa, only... Ego hectic, ego rough.
Sorry,
ego rough.
Hey, it's a shame roadblocks.
Sorry, being stupid. That's kidding.
Yeah. No stress. I mean, if you're looking at the dealerships that are owned in South Africa, not even 10% is in the hands of the majority, and that is what we're trying to do.
But how?
Barriers of entry. Historical, like any
also, there's barriers
like,
of entry. Okay.
Same like the advertising
funding.
Industry.
So can we do our own shit?
Value chain. We can.
Okay.
We can.
Okay.
Quick question, right? So I think a lot of us, especially like boys, you know, as kids, you draw cars, design cars. Why don't we have our own car brands? And like, if a guy wanted to start a car brand, you know, and own it from the design, everything, what would it take?
Yeah, because we got shoes, we got t-shirts. Well,
yeah,
days.
We make t-shirts. Oh, we got a lot of t-shirts. We make shoes. Yeah. You know what I mean? If someone says, I want to start my own car brand to compete with a Toyota, you know, what's the map between me having that idea and to me having my car in the dealership?
You redeemed yourself, dog.
How you know, dog? And
so there's nothing stopping us. I mean, there's a guy in Africa who started exactly what you said
in Congo.
I've seen that.
And who's created his own car brand. It's going to get manufactured in the country, etc. There's nothing stopping us. It's a matter of having access to the support that we would need, both from the private sector and from the government.
So as it stands right now, where would I go to just start, to kickstart this idea?
We'll start with the design concept first.
Okay.
Then go to government.
I've got.
Then go to government.
Nah.
Yo. When you mention government.
Government is a horrible vehicle to go through. Like, with these, the government.
You would need their backing, though. That's the reality.
Did Merck, Ford. Oh, but yes. I know Ford. What are the presidents? Like the government
Neil
in
Hill.
USA
yes.
literally pushed like
yes, that's you know, where it
and
starts.
Chef, and Chef and Ritz.
They give even, you the go ahead.
Yes.
Even the international yes. OEMs. That's where it starts.
Oh,
Japan yay. has fingerprints all over Toyota as far as making them who they are today.
Mm. Germans, Koreans, Chinese,
true.
Japanese, Americans. That's where it starts.
Oh, I get you.
Kay. So, what about, like, I remember at some point, Bognabo Inyati and stuff. Were those really local brands or they were just Chinese brands with South African names?
Japanese, you mean?
Or the Japanese?
Yeah, Inyati. Yeah,
but
those are
Toyota. Fast, Inyati. Ay, ay.
Inyati
is not Toyota. Toyota, those were like nicknames of the cars. But they were high-end.
Inyati,
yes, Inyati. Ingwe or Inyati with the weird.
What brand was that? Fact check, please.
This is like Brahma Office corner. Inyati.
Yeah, but that's why my ass. Yeah, figure. Yeah, humble fast.
I'ma take some fitiga fast. I'ma take some fitiga fast. Fast.
Yeah, figure. Yeah, humble fast.
Cause later I ask Inyati. Ah. She be married 10
please,
years.
Please fact check my check, please.
Yeah, yeah. Inyati.
Dr. Nandipa.
Yeah.
I've got two more questions. Two last questions for
Toyota
you, right?
Inyati. It's not Toyota Inyati.
Which home remedies would you suggest for acne as well as pimples?
Hey, okay, the so agony of acne.
Yeah, acne is one of one of the most common skin conditions that we see, and sometimes people can't come in, and they want to use the home remedies. And I would say, if you're at home and you have some honey, you have cinnamon, you can mix it together and make a mask, and you can use that because it has antibacterial properties. Because how acne is formed is because of the bacteria. Yeah.
Just speak, let me hold
it. Thank you. How acne is formed is because of the bacteria that is on your skin, and because your follicles get clogged with oil and some dead skin cells, and then that's how the pimples form.
Oh.
So yeah, and also I mean, some people are against apple cider vinegar. Some people say you could use it, but because it's a bit of like an acid, you have to be very cautious. And then green tea, you can use that. You can also use aloe vera, which is also soothing. It's going to help with the inflammation that you get from acne. So those are some of the things that I would advise people to use at home.
Yeah, you can hold now. I recently had to cut my hair off after a day of having braids on. I itched and burned. This is the second time it's happened after using synthetic hair to braid. Expression. What is the chemical that I could be allergic to, Doc? Some say it's alkaline coating. But what ingredient can I look out for specifically in hair products that I can avoid?
So definitely harsh chemicals. So a lot of us African girls were braiding and we're using synthetic hair, which is fake hair, plastic made out of fibers. And this usually comes with an alkaline coating base. They spray it on the hair. And the reason why they spray it is because they don't want the fibers to mold. So that keeps it. And then a lot of people, exactly. That's why when girls braid, they'll be like, oh, I'm itching. And they start patting their hair. It's because of that alkaline-based coating that the hair actually has. So people I've also seen on the internet, on YouTube, where people are educating people on how to remove it, where they're saying use some vinegar, you take the synthetic hair, use that before you actually put it on. And with products, I think harsh chemicals, we have to look into those and try find sulfate-free products, paraben-free products, products that are not harsh and that are going to cause allergic reactions.
Quick question. I've noticed, especially, number one, why does this always happen? It's gents that I've seen, right? Like, have you noticed that? Like, what's the cause of that and why is it just gents?
It depends. when you say is law and dalana, like, are you saying is it pimples? Because abanye,
it's almost pimples, but it's like a grouping of them.
Yeah,
and they become one big thing sometimes.
Sometimes they grow and they become one.
Yeah. No, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, and at some point I just thought maybe my kids might be looking. I thought it was just like that dirt, like, you know, accumulating. What's the real like scientific cause of that?
I would say, you know, if you were saying. Because with guys, what we see a lot, if they shave, are they shaving? Do you know what I mean? Are they shaving this part of the head?
Yes.
So it's the shaving, and it's also water they're using. And bakunda kuphi nikunda kuphi nikunda nabanye abantu.
Yes,
are you using your own? Do you know
clippers,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Your own clipper. So those things you have to like take into consideration. Because, I mean, it's small growths of skin that's coming out. It's not pimples, it's not acne, but it's the growth of the skin, and it's a reaction to whatever it is that you were. Yeah.
So that's it looks weird, you're right, man.
I know one guy, it's permanent now, it's like bad, bro. It's like...
Really?
So nyama, yes, like that. Yeah, clean. And
wait,
it's bad. Like they describe him one child, but more like was born out and Seoul.
You know, Seoul.
For real.
You know, Seoul.
I wish I could bring him. Like, I wish I could bring this guy. Like, unjada. Like,
so when you say that, I'm curious to know. Is it keloids? Because as African people, we keloid easily.
I know keloids. You know keloids. Some people get keloids.
Keloids in our ears, yes.
I've got a friend that had a keloid problem, Mutabo. Keloid problem, yeah.
So keloids, they happen when, obviously, it's a scar. And when we scar, we don't scar, like, well. And that's how we form the keloids. So I don't know if that is a keloid or is it just more growths of... skin that
it looked like I can't say I'm not a doctor say. But it really looked like that thing on steroids
It would good to see the presentation and to see a picture, then at least I know.
All right, let me give Ghost Lady last question.
My last question, it's for Dr.
Nandipa.
Okay, so obviously, cosmetic surgery is on the rise. I think right now, I think as people probably have been watching you, are thinking, wow, I can get this and this and this done. I know, yes, you're about the getting the bag, obviously. But what do you advise against? You know, and where should people draw the line, you know?
Feels like we're in Selim Atunzi or Felicia Mabuza.
Felicia Mabuza. Felicia Mabuza. Man, you don't know when you take the mics around.
Imagine. Ghost Lady, that's a good question because, yes, you're right. Cosmetic surgery is on the rise. And I think we need to be realistic. That's the first thing. A lot of people are searching and they're looking for these surgeries, but they don't know why they want to do it. They're seeing a lot of people around them doing it. And I think because of the world of social media and where we are, people sometimes almost want this perfect illusion of what a woman should look like. And
so it's peer pressure.
It's peer pressure. It's peer pressure. But when you are going to go that route, you need to do your research. That's the most important thing. Do your research and find out who's going to perform this for you. Because as much as we are in the industry, there's also the black market of the industry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we want to stay away from that because complications are there. You don't want to have a fatality and a death because you wanted to do something that you didn't need. Do you know what I mean?
Enlarge penises. It's
just peer pressure.
I have a colleague that does that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. She enlarges penises.
Oh, it's a she. I know a woman. Most women have the ability of enlarging penises, though. I mean, you know. Okay. An erection.
I know a lot of niggas that want a number, yeah?
We'll put it through. We'll put it through.
A friend, you say. It's Kuruman, and daughter. Hey. And daughter. It's Kuruman.
Shit, how does that work though? That's very interesting, man. How do you enlarge your penis?
It's very interesting. I think the way that she does it, and from my understanding, she uses fillers. So, you know, just like just like the buttocks, there's various ways of enlarging them besides using fat. We also have fillers, there's different options. So I think it's that same method with regards to the penis.
Yeah. Wait, explain that, man. So they take fat from my butt, put in my dick.
No, it's not that field of specialty.
It's not.
I don't do it.
Know the science.
But what do you think? You're a smart nigga, dog. What do you think?
I don't know, dog. I've never needed such things.
Let's go.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, I didn't research it. I didn't, like, I've never been curious, you know, on how do we make this thing bigger, you know? You know, I want to, even if I'm on a New York extend, I'm on my plans, you know. But I throw it with lags over the key, she lags over so, you know. I've never looked into that, so I wouldn't know, bro. Like,
The fat checker had a question. One last question. Give it to the fat checker.
Oh, and Mashes.
Mash, you got a question?
Yeah, Mashes. Inyati is not Toyota, bro. Just Googled.
Oh, yes? What was the conclusion with that?
No, Inyati. Guys, ne kumbuli Inyati. Hey, I'm going to say Parktown. Inyati, man. Na Inyati, Joe.
She's answering Inyati.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I am answering Inyati.
Not Inyati.
Yeah, it's made by Ball SA, which is a joint venture between Beijing Automotive Works.
Beijing.
Yes, and which holds 51% equity and the industrial corporation and the balance of shares between China Africa Motors. So it's a balance between Ball SA and then China Africa Motors, and the company is owned by James Chang.
Chang.
He's a Chinese guy. Which until now.
And go on.
Which until now has been importing the Ball minibus taxi, which is locally known as Inyati. So
I knew it. Mesh. It felt very Chinese. What, like, have you been in an Inyati before? Yeah. The plastic is cheap. It's fucked up. The window is bad. Like, it just breaks after a few months.
What do you want to say?
I just wanted to answer you, Guti. Your question was, why do these things break? So the challenge with some of these imports that come from, in this instance, the brand that you mentioned, is the after-sales support that comes with it. Mm. And if you cannot maintain a vehicle through the life of the vehicle, then you cannot be sustainable and be present in the market. So hence I said, it's one thing to import or manufacture or assemble a vehicle. It's an event. The life of the vehicle, for example, Inyati was a passenger taxi type of situation.
Yes, it
right? Is. Hey, it's an income revenue generating vehicle. So when it's off the road, you are losing income.
Hey, Masha, so, nabu ensinya na we.
Ngempel.
Well.
Nkosiam.
Go look buza ne.
Ask.
Lava for
the age. The age.
Well.
Hey, I wasn't aware. Masha, please.
Hey, nabu serious nya ne so.
Yeah, una abosham. Look, I'm gonna ask you questions that I've always asked myself about the car industry. Maybe some you can't answer, some you can. But why is it that companies have like a motor plan? It's like they're almost saying, oh, after 100,000 kilometers, we know this shit is going to break and we want nothing to do with that. And why are they so limited? Why can't, if I buy a company from a car from Ford, it's their car, they built it. Why can't they give me support forever?
Well,
Sol, the beauty about Konamanje, the Competition Commission guidelines say that you don't have to buy the motor plan or the service plan now. You actually have an option. So, yeah. So, yes, it's there. We offer it. We render service. It's not that we do not believe in our brand. The fact that we are giving you a 5-year or a 7-year warranty on the vehicle, service plan or motor plan, is the confidence in the brand. But you can choose, Manj, whether you want to buy it or not. Because, And remember, people, the life ownership of a vehicle, people, the minimum requirement or standard is that it's 5 years.
Mm. Yeah, 5 years.
And then after that, you decide whether you want to keep or pay. Yeah. That's why.
Mesh, what's your question, my brother?
Yes, who's Mesh. It for?
This is for the doctor.
Dr. Nandipa.
Dr. Nandipa.
How do you deal with STIs?
Yo!
Yeah. And she's married, so... No. What's your question? Okay, you still have any questions? We've answered both your questions. Yes. Yes.
So I wanted to ask, what I'm about to say is not mean. So, is it really necessary to bath or shower every day? Let me go deeper. No, listen up. Hear me out. So I have this sort of self-diagnosis. Yoguti, if you guess, you're wiping off your dead skin cells, right? And when you do that, you've shedded a layer of skin. So konabantu who like showering or bathing twice or even three times a day. So my take is, if you've done that, let's say I showered in the morning, which I did. And then after the shoot, I'm going to go back and shower because I feel a bit uneasy. And I like now rubbing off a layer, so the dead skin cells, I've washed them away. I believe so. So now when I do it again in the same day, isn't it affecting the other layer of the skin, which then causes irritation? Some people it causes allergies and so forth. So is it necessary to bath or shower every day?
Yeah, and does it take away STIs? Like if I shower and I've got an STI,
if you shower after, you know. Yes.
Definitely showering is not going to take away STIs. We need to use medication and obviously see you for that. But with regards to that, you know, skin cells, they've got a lifespan of 21 days. And I would say that bathing every day, it's probably for hygienic purposes more than anything. And it doesn't have an effect of removing those dead skin cells. So how do we remove dead skin cells? We do a procedure, for example, for the skin for the face called a chemical peel. That, because it contains acids, that removes the dead skin cells. But showering with soap and water, I wouldn't think that it goes as far as going into like a deep layer of your skin.
So what did you say?
Insila.
Insila is not what?
It's not dead skin cells. It is. Insila is dead skin cells. But how do you accumulate insila? It's not washing for a long period of time. Yes, it's not. Also, for my insila, namhlanje, because of hlambanga yesterday. You get what I'm saying? But it's going to accumulate if you do it for long periods of time. And it's recommended that for hygienic purposes that you do shower or bath every day.
And then the ice. Hey, Chila's always having me with the ice, man. If I take ice from her cup and I put it in your cup, what's wrong with that?
Are you using your hands?
Yes, yes, yeah. Hands.
And you just take it?
Yes, the ice.
And you put it?
And then he puts his hands on, like...
Remember, we don't know where your hands have been.
On his hair. Yeah.
Where have your hands been for you to take the ice and then put it
here? They're here.
They're here. For us. When I turn my back, where else are they?
Oh, they're here.
They're still here. They're here. It's very unhygienic. So it's better
I don't understand that. Why?
Because you've got bacteria. Yeah, there's lots of bacteria here.
But then we must walk around with gloves then. There's bacteria everywhere.
No. Uh-huh. What if you were touching something? What if you have a cold? What if you have a cold? What if, you know, there's a virus that you'll pick up and then you just take it and then drop it and then the person...
Man, I've been doing that for years. Nothing has happened. In my life, so nothing has happened, bro.
We're still here.
Yeah.
Just is and is going to be around. He drank from ice that he held with his hand. We good.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Anyway, any question you want to ask?
No, I think I've asked semen everything. Yeah.
But just in closing, man, what's your message to all the young people watching this right now and all the young ladies especially?
Thank you. Yeah.
Just pull up your mic.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm not Pule Mab.
No, no, you're so cooler. You're much cooler than him.
Thank you, Saul. Thank you.
But you have the same taste.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to come back for work.
Wow.
I did say
shout
earlier.
Shout out your wife, though, man.
Yeah.
What a supportive wife, man.
You have a gorgeous. Yay. Hey, come. Yay. Let's see. Come.
Marsha's got a beautiful wife. Look at this.
Come for your wife. Come.
Look at her. It's Mbai. I can wave Mbai, guys. Can wave Mbai.
Gorgeous wife, isn't it?
Woman's month, isn't it?
Yeah, she's free.
Now I'm a catch. This just didn't happen. Yeah.
Where did you manufacture her?
Where did you assemble her? In Shanghai.
Shout out, mama. Shout out, man.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
One love.
It's our date of marriage.
Oh!
Wow! What's the date?
27 April 2018.
Oh!
Wow!
Man.
Brilliant, man. This is gorgeous.
Wow. Yeah. Years old as the podcast. Wow!
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, man. As you were saying. Well, yes.
Come on.
I did say earlier on Uguti.
You do sound like well.
I did say earlier on Uguti. Angfundanga, right? But I'm not advocating for non-education. Education is very important.
Yes.
And our youth needs to focus on education. Mm. When you've got the opportunity, use it. However, dream big.
Yeah.
Open your horizons to the automotive industry, both male and female, our young people, and understand that if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough.
Oof.
And in closing on my side, I once again would like to use this platform to reach out to Panya Zalisufi, okay, who is now the Gauteng chairperson of the African National Congress.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
I have reached out to him on numerous times to say, when our youth about to go into that period of deciding what their careers
are
going to be. Use people like myself and Nandipa without any expectation for financial reward.
Of course.
We are here.
Mm. Wow.
Allow us access to talk to the young children of this country
and
make them understand that there are industries that they are not exposed to because they don't have the information.
Viva, yes. Comrade, viva.
No amount of what I've shared here today you can read in a book.
Mm. Whoa.
So I'm challenging him again on this platform.
Viva, comrade, viva.
Panya Zalisufi, answer my WhatsApps. So,
oh,
dream big.
WhatsApp?
Pardon?
You got him on WhatsApp?
Yeah, I've got him on WhatsApp.
Oh,
call him.
Let's call Panya.
Babe, please bring my phone.
Hey, baby.
How's marriage life?
Eh?
How's marriage?
Super cool. I got married very late, but I'm not.
Hey,
let's call Panyaza.
Hey.
The only Panyaza I know is the Chisanyama in Soweto. Remember Panyaza?
Meets the phone.
Hey.
No, Panya.
You don't know Panyaza in Soweto?
Before your
Panya
time.
Panya.
It's iPhone Bluetooth to.
It has a Panya mesh. Panya. Yeah.
Where's your Bluetooth, love?
We need to Bluetooth.
Settings.
Let me save you.
Ah, there we go. Bluetooth. Yeah, Rodecaster Pro. So does he know you, Panyaza? Ah, let's call him.
I've met a few times, yeah.
Yeah, let's call him. Can you put up the speaker for everyone? Yeah. Is it fine? Okay, cool. Your WhatsApp is logged. Hey, man. Aren't you married?
That's why it's locked.
Yeah, can't do it. I'm not same-sex marriage. Yeah, kill your phone. Hey, you still don't eat the bread.
Yeah, I'm the phone.
Hey, can't kill your phone?
I'm a search panyaza, ne?
Yeah, search panyaza there.
Okay, panyaza Lisufi. Yeah. Right.
Was I born in a conversation lab?
Couldn't play school, make sure.
No, I couldn't network lan.
Ah, you can get into the Wi-Fi.
Nah, Wi-Fi, it's Tamo 1.
Ay, man.
She's going to come to Mashabela studio like, hey, Tiamo 1, you want free Wi-Fi? Come on, dog. Chile's consumers on their own Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
How?
So he's never responded to you?
Yeah, he doesn't want to go into that space, eh? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I spoke to him recently. Yeah.
Are you for real?
I spoke to him recently. Lea WhatsApp Oivulil. You would have seen the most recent date. Probably
so you think
a month
he'll answer when you call now?
We can try.
Nah, I think it's very important for kids to
it's extremely
have all
important.
These avenues to explore. Like, I mean, you said you want to be a doctor when you were 6, but a lot of kids have said that.
Yes.
I want to be a teacher. I want to be this. If you're white, you want to be a fireman. You know what I mean? But we don't think about
and
all
and
these.
And most of them want to be like Mithlali now, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Being happily married? Oh. It's not terrible.
Oh, okay.
Hey, finding love, man, you know?
Okay. Oh, Kwanja, you got on WhatsApp now. Hey.
Hey, Michael, let's turn us off. Good job. But yeah, but you're right, man. There's so many, you know, platforms and
it's
so
important.
Many avenues
hey,
to take.
It's really
WhatsApp is locked. Hey, is that kind of like?
Hey, you lock up the 2 seconds. What's in Panya? Locked. Panya. Hey.
Panya first.
Hey. Let's call Panyaza, man. The Sufi. Tell him, just say Morocco Swallows when you begin. You're going to catch his attention. He loves that team.
It's not even ringing, it's just calling.
Oh, WhatsApp is weird. The phone can be off and you're going to hear this.
Let me try with my phone. Just to call.
Oh, wait. So it says ringing once it starts actually ringing.
Hey?
I didn't know that.
What? Yeah, if it's calling, it's not going through.
Oh, yeah. Or the phone is off. So why does it have the It's just that's misleading. I must just say.
Yeah, it's WhatsApp being WhatsApp, bro.
Yeah, but they must ring 2 times and then done.
Panyaza, listen, and this is the number.
Oh, you have Panyaza also.
And cannot accept.
Yeah. So it's no longer the MEC of education.
No, it's off.
Yeah,
it's
off. Okay, no, but hopefully you'll watch this.
But thank you very much for the opportunity and hoping that the stories that we've shared today together with Nandipa, if it inspires just one child, male or female, preferably female because it's Women's Month, then we shall have done our job today. So thank you so much to you and the Chillers. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank you guys for having me today and sharing my journey and sharing my story. And as we just discussed, if it inspires someone to go into the medical field and to also do something that's so different that hasn't been done before, I hope it does. And also just to share a message of hope and to just tell young people that the world is really open.
Yeah.
It's so open. You can be anything you want to be these days.
Wow.
And to encourage them to use all the resources that they have and to really push them to be creative. Because sometimes, I mean, we grew up in an era where we were pushed to go to school and academics, but the world is so open, you can be creative.
Yeah, you don't need school anymore.
You don't... You know, what I'm trying to say is I'm a strong believer of working from a point of passion.
Yes.
If you are passionate about something, you are going to make something so incredible.
Yeah.
And that's my philosophy and that's my mantra, that work from a point of passion.
Wow.
And you really will enjoy and you will reap every single sweat and hard work you put into something.
Do you even groove? You sound like you're stiff, eh?
You look like that, eh?
Really?
Do you go out?
I don't go out.
Yeah. You don't even to like...
No. I stay at home.
We got a gig tonight. Let's come.
Cohiba.
I can't.
You can.
No. You can perform CPR on me while I'm playing. What's your favorite car?
Oh, mouth to mouth.
Yeah, mouth to mouth. What's your favorite car?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and I don't work for this OEM. Got to again, Ford Mustang.
Ah, Ford Mustang.
What, VR6?
Nah.
Jetta?
Aye. I've never felt so hot in my life when I drove the Ford Mustang.
For real.
All right, man. Ghostly, you done? You don't have any more questions?
Aya? No questions on the, from the floor. Tato? Oh,
ladies, we just say thank you so much, man. You guys are amazing, inspiring young people. We appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you.
And thanks to you.
Yeah, man. And then let's work on that car, man. Like, why not, dog?
We need a chiller's car, guys.
Bro.
We need a fucking chiller's car.
We'll call it Zoo.
Zoo. Can't call it roadkill. What do you mean, man?
No, come on, who said roadkill, man?
Mash was. You can't call it whole car.
No,
you can't
zoo,
have
like,
kill in
your
the
life
whole car.
Just keeps going zoo, 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 zoo.
No, we'll call it yeah. No, man.
Thanks to you guys.
Yeah, man. Nah,
no, no, wait, let's not. Let's come up with a chiller's car.
Yeah, let's come up with a chiller's car name, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Aya, what do you think?
Dada.
Dada.
Yo.
It's too close to Tata. Hey.
Come on. You're going to scare
Yeah,
you work in the motor space. Give us you're a chiller.
Yes, give us a name. Car name.
Chiller.
Chill wagon.
Hey?
Nda.
Nda.
Ah.
Nda. Nda. V6. Nda.
Nda. Nda. I mean, Meshati.
Nda. That's the
Yoba. Spot. Ayoba. Grandpa.
Grandpa. Ah, come on. Come on.
Jeez, you niggas. No wonder you're behind the scenes. Uncreative motherfucker.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, shit.
Zoo still the one, eh?
No.
Zoo. Shai Zoo. Tengi Zoo.
Tengi Zoo.
Tengi Zoo. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, man. Zoo. Let us know in the comments what you want the chiller's car to be. Yeah, yeah, man. We are zooed out.
Peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Forget about the ladies, man.
The ladies what?
Ladies podcast brunch.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She wants to push. Hey, okay, push. Cause
okay,
lady,
push,
hey,
ladies. Hey, let's give birth all over hey, again. Yeah. Push! Push!
It's Women's Month.
No, you know what? I implore even guys.
And
I just
say anything else you want to say. She's like, no.
No, she remembers.
No, it was questions.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. So, to implore even guys, if you want to just buy a ticket and just donate it, like for any woman out there, so please do. I just want that.
When is the event happening? When would the push?
The event, it's on Saturday.
27th.
This Saturday. This coming Saturday.
Okay, we'll put the link in the description.
Yeah. The tickets are on howlett.com.
Hey.
Seo.za.
Hey.
Hey, we are a man. What about it? Because then you tell us
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlasha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.